Tired of losing in fantasy sports? Times are changing. Now it's just you versus the numbers. Our new sponsor, Prize Picks, is the perfect place for you. Whether the injury bug ruined your season-long fantasy team, or you're a seasoned vet in the daily fantasy space and are looking for a new challenge, Prize Picks is the place to be. On Prize Picks, you simply select 2, 3, or 4 players each week and predict if they will go over or under their fantasy points projection. Think Jared Goff is going to crush it this week? Take the over. Entries are so simple, they can be made in less than 60 seconds. Sign up today at prizepicks.com or on the Prize Picks app and use the code Jeff, remember, G-E-O-F-F, to get 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Prize Picks is truly daily fantasy simplified. It's Thursday, November 12th. Welcome to week 10, and we need to have a great weekend. We have to bounce back from an 0-5. It's so disgusting, Matt. The first truly bad weekend of the year. I am Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt Ford. This is the Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You, or the Jeff Schwartz Needs to Be Smarter Than You podcast. I don't know. Last weekend was bad, folks. It was bad, but Matt, we are going to have a great weekend. There are a lot of plays we like this week. How you doing, buddy?
We're good, man. We owe our listeners an apology, but you know what? It happens. We're like cornerbacks, Jeff. We get burned. We watch it happen. We lament that it's happening, and then we just move on. Next play, next pass. Let's go.
That's how you have to gamble. And look, we had plenty of great weekends in a row. Obviously, this one was not that. And we will improve here. We'll get better. We learned. Look, the public plays, man, are killing us. We got to get off of those, and we will this weekend. So let's start off with Thursday night football.
Let's do that. So interesting one here. It came in as a pick. It is the Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. What do you think? Is this the week we finally dip our toes into the Thursday nights?
I don't think so. I thought about this week, Matt, and I thought, you know, maybe this is the one. I kind of like the Titans here, but then everyone likes the Titans because the Colts lost last weekend. And the Titans won ugly, but they won nonetheless. There's too much money in the Titans. The public plays are now not winning anymore, right? These public plays. I'm going to stay away from Thursday night.
Yeah, I think that's the right move. Indy seems to be able to beat everyone who's worse than them and no one better than them. And I'm not really clear if Tennessee is actually better than Indianapolis. I'm advocating for a stay away here as well.
I think that the Thursday night football, I hate to start my week with like Thursday night football. I feel like it's just like a game that you don't have to bet on.
An AFC South Thursday game. Imagine if we lost that and then we were 0-6 in our last six. Like, that's just not an option.
Also, look, the one thing here is the Colts have not won in Tennessee. The Tennessee hasn't beaten the Colts at home in like years. Like, they don't ever beat the Colts either in this game in Nashville. So I'm going to just stay away from this.
Let's pass it. Let's move to the AFC North. That's our next one. It's Cincinnati off a bye +7 at Pittsburgh, who survived a scare against Dallas last week that we were on the wrong side of. What do you like here?
We knew better. We told you guys it was going to be that way. And we bet against ourselves. It's so stupid.
Yes. And that was a late pick. We did that one Sunday, right? That was the one we swapped in.
Matt Stafford came back, so we changed it. Like, we left ourselves the room to do that.
Yep.
So without knowing the status of Big Ben right now as we record this, same thing as last week. I can't decide what to do because the Bengals and Joey have covered a lot of football games, but they're not a really good football team. And I feel like the Steelers just played 3 straight games on the road. They're back home. They're going to blow them out if Big Ben plays, but I don't know if Big Ben's going to play. So I can't bet this game.
Yeah. If he does, I would like to consider this one Sunday for a few reasons. The first is, this is one of those weeks where I really am dialed in, I think, to what the public is doing. And we sort of even already alluded to it with the Colts from last week. The public is going to go nuts here, watching Pittsburgh barely squeak out against Dallas. And now they get the chance to play Joe Burrow with a big number. This opened at 9. It's down to 7. One of the weird things about Joey covers is the Bengals are 0-3-1 against the spread on the road this year, and much different at home. And Pittsburgh is 4-0 against the spread at home. And even if Mason Rudolph plays, Jeff, I kind of still might not mind the Steelers because their offense hasn't been playing that well with Ben Roethlisberger anyway. They're 6-2 against the spread, even though they are 25th in yards per play this year. It's been special teams. It's been defense. It's been a nice schedule. So look, I would easily lay the 7 if Roethlisberger's playing. In real life, if this line moves, since we're doing the super contest, if you can get them, if Roethlisberger doesn't play and they're like -3, -4, hammer them, because I don't think Cincinnati's going to beat them either way.
I'm with you on the hammering there if that ends up being the case. I would, yeah, look, I think that if Big Ben plays and this number stays at 7, it's a good value on Pittsburgh. Or maybe we decide, you know, at some point this week, if we only like really 4 games this week, we keep this as an open slot. I think Big Ben will play, and
I do too.
7 is not a bad number in this because I think that if he plays, it could end up getting back above 7. So I'm okay with this, with the number being at 7, and we'll just wait and see in this game. But the Bengals are 31st in DVOA. DVOA, by the way, is a metric that measures efficiency, and it's very predictive, right? So when there's a matchup of a bad team and a good team, DVOA lets you know if they're bad and good. And typically the game goes as DVOA has let you know. So Steelers have a big advantage here. But we'll stay away just because of Big Ben not playing.
Yeah, for now. I would like to even stick this on the maybes and come back to it potentially.
I put on the maybe list.
Okay, good. Okay, next up is, the football team +4 at the Detroit Lions. I have a feeling we're not even going to do much discussion here, but floor is yours.
We are not. That's correct. This game, God bless you if you've been this game.
Matt Patricia 1-4 against the spread as a home favorite. Washington this year, they're on their third quarterback, but the Lions are totally banged up. He might be the best one. Our editor of this show is a guy named Quincy. I spoke to him earlier today. He is a tortured Detroit Lions fan, and I hate to tell him that I would probably lean the Washington football team here if I had to make a play here.
Yes, but we're not doing that. And Washington, are you going to want to back the Washington football team as a public road dog?
I don't know, man. I believe in the power of Matt Patricia being ass at any chance, so it's possible.
But let's get to the next game, because I love this next game. And so this is going to be the first one that we play.
Okay, I like it. Calling your shot. It's Houston +3 at the Cleveland Browns. Please tell me you're on the right side.
I am on the Browns in this game by a landslide. Here's the thing. Houston Texans are not a good football team, right? They're 2-6 this season with both their wins against Jacksonville. They're 1-7 against the spread, okay? Yeah. 1-7 against the spread. They've lost every game they've lost this year by 6 points or more. And here is the reason why I like the Browns so much. The Browns rush the football very well. We know that they're fourth right now in yards per carry, and they possibly get Nick Chubb back this weekend. So they get Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Their offensive line's been beat up. Guess what? They're all back this week. They're all back off a bye. Houston, 31st in rush yards per attempt on defense. We know their efficiency numbers are not good at all on defense. And conversely on offense, look, Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback. But their offense is not good. Like, their offense is so hit and miss. It's so up and down. There's no rhyme or reason for what they do. And so I'm very much in the Brownies here at -3. 2.5 would have been better, but I'll take the -3.
I'm with you 1,000%. The Browns aren't very good. Well, they might be pretty good. We'll see now that they're a little bit healthier. But they are 4-0 against the spread against teams without a winning record this season. Meanwhile, Houston is 0-5 against the spread as a dog this year. Romeo Crennel, since 2008, 10-28 as a head coach. That rush defense is not going to stop Nick Chubb, who at this time looks very probable to play, as you said. And we're getting the 3 here. This was 3.5 for a lot of today as I was preparing for this. So this is a lock. Let's go, Browns.
Let's do it. All right, I'll let you introduce the next game. I know it's a game you love, so I want you to take this one first, because you're going to have to convince me to do this. And I probably will, but I want to hear you go on this.
Sure. So the next game is Jacksonville at Green Bay. Green Bay 13.5 point home favorites. So, of course, everybody's going to hold their nose at even the mention of laying the 13.5 with Green Bay. First of all, you're getting a kind of good number here, right? This was 14 for, it's kind of gone back and forth, 14, 13.5. So you're getting the 13.5. The Packers, the warning here is the Packers are only 1-5 against the spread in their last six as a double-digit favorite, but it won't be here because they're facing Jake Luton on the road at Lambeau Field, who covered against the aforementioned Romeo Crennel Texans. The trends look bad for the Jaguars. Rodgers, 6-3-1 against the spread with 10 days off, which he's coming off that blowout against San Francisco. Jacksonville, 3-5 against the spread this year, despite being underdogs, I think in almost, every game, I would think, right? Green Bay's defense, they continue to have something to prove after they've looked pretty bad for every week until this past week against San Francisco. Jacksonville's going to have to score, 30 points to make this competitive? Do you think that James Robinson and Jake Luton are going to keep up with Davante Adams, Aaron Jones, and the Packers? I'm saying no.
So it's Jake Luton, Oregon State.
No, I prefer Luton.
Against the Texans, and they covered that game. I think I'm with you here because we've seen the Packers just kick the shit out of bad teams this year. And Jacksonville's not a good football team, right? And they want to lose, okay? Jacksonville wants to lose games. 30th in DVOA, 21st on offense, 32nd on defense, right? We know the Green Bay Packers, when they play a terrible defense like this, are going to go off. They're going to go off. And so this game's going to be, and the 13 number is much better than it was to start the week at 14.5. So, you know, they're going to win this game, 38-17? I mean, it's not going to be close, right?
I don't think so. And last week, what is his name? Luton? Okay, so Jake Luton last week, the pressure was off of him because James Robinson was able to run for 99 yards against that terrible Houston defense. I don't think that he is going to have the same amount of success this week. And if they're down 14-0, I don't see them clawing themselves back into it. I actually think this is a very good number for Green Bay.
And before the Texans game, I think you mentioned this too, Jacksonville had lost 5 in a row against the spread, and then 4 straight as a dog prior to this. So they're just not good at covering because they're not a good football team.
That's right.
Let's put the Packers in there at minus 13. Whew. I like the number here.
13.5. Yep. Next up, we have the battle for first in the NFC East. The Eagles laying 3.5 at the Giants. Wow.
Look, I think the play, and it's not that one that I want to make, but yep. We're talking about all these games.
We are.
Is the Giants here. The Giants, the last month, if I have it right here, the last 6 Giants games have fallen all within 8 points, right? Daniel Jones, turnover machine. But guess what? Carson Wentz, also turnover machine. And I know the Eagles are off a bye, but I don't know what about them gets me excited that they're going to play well off this bye. Giants defense, by the way, low-key, not half bad. So I would stay away from this, but I like the Giants plus the 3.5.
We're not putting this in, but I'm going to make the case to disagree with you here. Philly has to win this week, okay? Their next 5 are at Cleveland, Seattle at Green Bay, New Orleans at Arizona, okay? That's a problem. Now, like Daniel Jones running to the end zone and falling flat on his face, don't do that by buying into the Giants' barrage. They beat Washington every time. Daniel Jones, 4 wins against Washington, 1 win against the rest of the league, and he barely won last week with the quarterback change in the middle of the game. The Eagles this week are getting healthier off of this bye week, okay? Miles Sanders back at practice, Alshon Jeffrey back at practice, Jalen Reagor, Lane Johnson should be okay. They are the better team here. If this was 3, I'd make the case. 3.5, no thanks.
I know they're better, but that half point is pretty important here for the Giants. And I just don't trust either team. And when I don't trust either team, I take the team with the points. Just kind of like a general rule. But this is not a game that we're going to bounce back this week gambling on.
Hell no. Not touching it. Moving on to another division battle. This in the NFC South. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what a mystery they are. At the Carolina Panthers, Vegas not scared off by Tampa's flop last week. They are 5.5-point road favorites.
This is a good game to tease the Bucs down to basically a pick 'em, in my opinion. Like that's where you play this game, is you put the Bucs from 5.5 to plus half a point, basically. This is not a game. 5.5 is a dead number. It's a weird number. I think Tampa has to bounce back. I don't know what Tampa is. We talked about this on the show Tuesday. I don't know what they are. I don't know what their identity is. But I know what the Panthers are. They're okay, right? They cover these games because they're just good enough. Christian McCaffrey not playing this week. Teddy Bridgewater, think about how they had to cover the Chiefs game. Fake punt, right?
Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater had to convert on a 4th and 14 where he dove about seven yards, to get there. And all that being said, they had to cover under 2 minutes, right? They covered in the last 2 minutes of the game. So I think Tampa comes back renewed. They got embarrassed on national television. They're going to beat the Panthers. But the play, if you want to play this game, guys, it's to tease Tampa down to basically a pick'em.
Yeah, that's right. I told you I had good stats this week before we started. Teams that lose by 35 or more the previous week go 62% against the spread the following week. I doubt they're very often road favorites, but this is one of those scenarios. Christian McCaffrey last week, everything had to go right for the Panthers to cover against the Chiefs. If you recall, I did want to bet them last week, but you talked me out of it. Everything did have to go right, including Christian McCaffrey being the leading rusher and leading the team in catches last week. Now he's not playing, which sucks for my fantasy team and the NFL as a whole. I think if you have to pick this game, you pick Tampa against the spread. And obviously I love your teaser play, but we're not taking this.
No, we are not taking this whatsoever. We're out on this. I'm curious about the next game because I don't have a feel on it, but I'm curious where you stand.
Yeah, gosh, we're sort of flying through these here. I thought we'd kind of have some more by now. But here we go. The Denver is going to Vegas. Vegas is favored by 5. I don't have a great lean here either. I can tell you where I stand if you want.
I mean, it's another dead number, right? Raiders have covered the last 5 in the series. But Fangio is pretty good as a dog. 10-5 so far in his career as head coach with the Broncos. Look, I just don't really trust Drew Lock. And I don't trust the Broncos offense. I do trust the Raiders offense. I think the Raiders will score. I think the Raiders will win this game by a touchdown or more. Like I would take the Raiders here, but I just, I can't put my money on the Raiders at 5-5. It just feels like it's just a weird number, man.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's a few like really weird things that are going on in this game. First of all, I realize that Vegas is just Seattle, but it's a poor man's Seattle. They have a damn good offense. They can go vertical, but then they have the 30th defense in DVOA. I did not realize they were that bad. The strongest unit, I think, here probably is Denver's defense. They're still top 10 DVOA. The Raiders have given up a ton of passing yards, a ton of big plays on defense. So I could see this as a nice backdoor for like Drew Lock, who's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the second half. Vegas 5-16 against the spread in their last 21 coming off a win. And this is a great one. 4-7 in games before they play the Chiefs. They play them next week. They always seem to look ahead to the Chiefs. Maybe that'll be different now that they actually beat the Chiefs this year. Denver weirdly is good on the road against the spread this season and last season under Fangio. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, we're getting now to the, I know we're late in the, it feels like we've gone fast through the podcast and we sort of have, but there's a lot of games here that I'd like coming up. And I think we just should go all in on these.
Okay. Let's pass this. I don't love it. Next on the list, Buffalo at Arizona. Arizona short home 1.5 point favorite against Josh Allen and the Bills.
All right, guys. I love the Arizona Cardinals in this situation.
Okay.
Short home favorite here. Look, Buffalo Bills, all the money's pouring on Buffalo, right? They just beat Seattle. They're back on track. Arizona lost a bad game to the Dolphins. But let's talk about how Arizona lost that game, okay? They lost. The Dolphins scored on defense again, which is highly unlikely to keep up.
2 weeks in a row.
The Dolphins gave the Cardinals poor clock management, which is a problem with Kingsbury now. It's been a problem. It might continue this game. It a little worries me. But poor clock management and the first half gave the Dolphins three more points. So 10 points now, basically, out of mistakes by Arizona. And then they missed a 49-yard field goal short. I've never seen that before, Matt.
Yeah.
It wasn't like wide left. It just was short. And that's how they lost that game. So the perception of Arizona would be different, obviously. They went to overtime and won that game. But here's why I like the Cardinals. The Cardinals' offense is 5th in the red zone. They're 4th in yards per play and 3rd in explosive plays. We know that the Buffalo defense, when they play good offense, the Titans recently, the Chiefs, who rushed for 265 yards, and Seattle scored a ton of points against the Bills, right? Kyler Murray now has a touchdown, both rushing and passing, 7 of 8 games this year. I think the Arizona offense scores a ton of points in this game. Their defense limits Josh Allen just enough. It's only 1.5. So I like Arizona here to cover 1.5. And obviously, win this game by 2 or more. I'll take the Cardinals.
I think I'm with you. I'm not strong on this, but I will say Buffalo won 4-1 against the spread in their last 6 on the road. Definitely a better home team. Arizona has done pretty well on defense this year, but Buffalo's defense has really just been terrible. And they've had a chance to play. They've played the Jets twice and the Patriots. And they're still giving up more than 7 yards per attempt. So I think that this is a game where Kyler Murray could do really well. Buffalo is also hot. They've won 3 straight. Arizona coming off a loss that was kind of a fluky and embarrassing one. This is a nice spot for Arizona.
I just think we're getting, again, like, to go against the theme of the public money, guys. So the reason why we talk about public money all the time, for those who don't understand, and I'll be happy to explain it to you, it's very important here, is that when people that are Joe Schmo, they love to bet popular teams, big favorites, overs, and bet with their heart, right? Buffalo just won a game. They've won 3 in a row. They beat Seattle. They're going to kick Arizona's ass. Let's throw money on them. Well, the smart players don't bet that way. The smart players bet against the public, right? The public, again, bets popular teams, high lines. And there are some plays like we took the Packers, public play. But I'm not backing a Buffalo team on the road who's a public play. That's not going to make you money in the long run.
That's right. And I appreciated that sort of Mad Money-esque rejoinder you gave us there, where it was just a little basic betting 101. Yeah, when in doubt, fade the public. And we're going to do that here. I like this one. Let's see if we've got a clean five, it's a definite. That one in Green Bay, I feel about equal. But I feel fine about each. All right, Jeff, next one we've got. It is a great game in the NFC West that we've talked about quite a bit in our separate off-air conversations. The Seahawks are going to the Rams. The Rams are favored by 1.5. What do you think?
The play here is the Los Angeles Rams. And I think maybe in a big way. I think that the Rams off a bye understand that they're now back in the NFC West race, right? Seattle lost that game last week. If they win this game, they're tied for first in the NFC West. But here's also why I like the Rams. You ready? Seattle is allowing 362 yards a game in the air. They're averaging almost 8 yards per pass attempt. Their defense is putrid. I know their offense is good, but the Rams defense can play a little bit. The Rams defense can slow down Russell Wilson just enough for the Rams to win this game, right? All you gotta do is slow it down just enough. The Rams pass defense is 10th in DVOA. So they're good enough, right? To slow them down enough to where their offense just commands this game, dominates this game. I like the Rams here, short home favorite.
I got five trends for you, okay? Number one, the Rams are 3-1 against the spread under McVay after a bye. Number two, Seattle last in yards per game allowed this season on defense. That's not a trend. That's just a thing. Number three, the Rams 10-6-1 against the spread after a loss under Sean McVay. They get better. Number four, the Rams 8-1 against the spread after a straight up loss in their last 9. And finally, the Rams have won 4 out of their last 5 against Seattle. So trends say that take the Rams, but in addition to that, Seattle's team has changed, and it coincides with this Chris Carson injury. Without Chris Carson, there is no threat of getting beaten by DJ Dallas, and Russell Wilson just hasn't been good. He hasn't been quite as good as he was. He's been good. He hasn't been quite as good as he was in the beginning of the season when he was the clear frontrunner for the MVP. He's had a lot more turnovers because it's easier to defend against a one-dimensional team. So I think that, and the other thing is for the Rams, they have to keep pace with Arizona and Seattle. They're off a bye. They just got embarrassed. This to me is like one of those slam dunk picks that if we're wrong, like, that's tough. This is the right play.
I'm 100% with you here. I think I locked this one in. We are locked in. Rams,
let's go.
Minus the 1.5.
Cool. Let's lock it up. Next, the remaining NFC West team, the San Francisco 49ers, +9 at the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, this is this one ain't happening, folks. We're not betting this game.
I've never seen an injury report like San Francisco's currently. I mean, everybody is down.
I mean, if you're to play this game, you do the fade the public and you take the Niners and you hold your nose, or you tease the Saints down to 3. I think you hope that on Sunday, this game gets under 9. So you could tease the Saints under a field goal, and that feels like the play to make if you're betting this game. I can't imagine anyone taking the Niners +9 here or the Saints -9. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either. I actually think the play might be, if you're feeling this at all, like take the 49ers money line. There is something a little bit fishy going on here because this opened at 9.5. Everyone's hammering the Saints and this is still at 9. I kind of feel like this is one of those, like, San Francisco keeps it close, maybe pulls it out just in a total fluke, but I'm not betting on it. It's a big stay away for me. That's just how I'm reading the tea leaves.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Despite all of the other, despite all of the reasons logically why that makes no sense. But with 90% of the money, this line's still not moving. All right. Moving on to, where are we now? We're at the last late game. The Chargers +2 at the suddenly America's darling, the Dolphins. We were all over the Dolphins in the Fitzmagic era. We haven't been on them lately. Is this the week that we jump back on?
It is not the week. It's actually the opposite week. We both love the Chargers.
Yep.
Listen to why we like the Chargers. I think I can encapsulate this, and obviously you can add to this, Matt, in a second.
Please.
A couple things here. So Chargers are obviously cannot close games, right? 1-6 right now in finishing these close games, right? They're 1-6 in games under a touchdown this year. Dolphins have won 4 in a row. So just by that alone, you would say, especially Dolphins at home, they have fans in Miami. This game's got to be Dolphins favored by 3, 4, 5, right? But it's 2. They're telling you, Vegas is telling you, they think these teams on a neutral field are a pick'em game. So that tells you right now, and we've done this so far this year, that Vegas is telling you their power rankings have the Chargers and Dolphins very similar in play style and rankings, all this stuff. And I agree. I agree with that. If you look at DVOA too, the Chargers are very similar, but special teams is different. Dolphins are better, much better special teams. Here's another reason why I like this game. The Chargers can't keep losing games like this. Like, can't just keep losing in the most gut-wrenching ways possible. It's you're 1-6 in close games. You have to eventually win close football games. It balances itself out throughout the season or throughout the years. And last week they lost with 2 drop balls, back-to-back plays. I hate the fade route, but back-to-back plays in zone, they lost. Now let's talk about the Dolphins, okay? Won 4 in a row. You know how hard it is to win 5 games in a row so far this year? The Steelers are 8-0, right? They've won. Seahawks started 6-0. Saints are currently have won 5 in a row. And the Titans started 5-0. It's hard to win 5 straight games in the NFL. The Dolphins are not going to score on defense again this week. It'd be right. 3 straight weeks on defense? Are you kidding me? Like, I just think, guys, the Chargers get Bosa back, I assume, off concussion. We're taping this Wednesday night. I would imagine a week off he's playing this weekend.
Yep, return to workouts today.
Yeah, so like, guys, the Chargers are going to win this game. I'm telling you right now. They're going to win this game. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, how'd they win this game? And lastly, the public is throwing money at the Dolphins, and the line is moving to the Chargers. Like, the people cannot bet the Dolphins fast enough in this game.
Yep.
I love the Chargers. I know it's contrary to everything that everyone thinks, and everyone's going to be like, you hate the Dolphins. No. I think the Dolphins are playing really good football, but the Chargers are also pretty good too. They just can't close these games out. The line blows for us. +3 would have been great, which where it started at.
We don't hate the Dolphins. I think I've bet the Dolphins every single week this season. I am obsessed with the Dolphins, but this is the week to take the Chargers. And full co-sign with everything you said, and you said it's well and succinctly. What I want to say to people making bets, and this is, you can choose not to listen to me. We went 0-5 last week. But when you said it, the Chargers just can't keep losing games like this. And the Dolphins aren't this good. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Tua had 92 yards against the Rams. Last week, he had a really nice game. But again, weird missed field goal. Defensive touchdown. Like, a lot of things have sort of broken his way, and Tua's got the magic. He's the only person who can make the Herbert man crush go from a 11 to a 9. Like, everybody kind of calmed down on Herbert all of a sudden. When your best reason to pick against the Chargers is, well, they always seem to lose games, even though that, you know, I don't think that that's possible for it to keep happening. You have to think logically. Fight that instinct. Take the Chargers. Just do it.
Yeah. I'm 1,000% in here with the Chargers.
All right. Well, we're suddenly loaded up with a bunch of games we like, and we've got the two primetime games left. One that looked great at the beginning of the year was Baltimore at New England. Whew, the Ravens 7-point road favorites in Foxborough. Can you imagine?
The Ravens are kicking the shit out of the Patriots.
They sure are.
I don't know if I want to bet this game, but the Patriots defense is, I believe is 31st right now.
Uh-huh. And in rush DVOA, 30th in passing.
Yeah. They're not good right now. Their offense also not very good. 24th. The Ravens should kick their ass, but I don't know if I want to put the 7 points.
Let me try to convince you, because yes, I would like to. You mentioned the DVOA. Baltimore, couple of trends here that I really like. I always think of them as this great home team. In most years, obviously, the crowd is different this year. 4-0 against the spread on the road this year. Lamar Jackson with Baltimore on the road, they've covered 11 out of 15 road games with one push. They're 7-3 against the spread in their last 10, where they're favored by more than 6. When they're the better team, they win. And last year, remember, Baltimore beat the crap out of New England. At home, they won by 17. So they are clearly poised to beat the shit out of the Patriots this week. I think we just have to throw away what color this team's uniforms are. They're bad. They beat the Jets last week by 3. The Jets, and Flacco was starting. I think that this is a good buy low on the Ravens, who people seem to not totally trust because last year they were just like a lock to cover every week. And the Patriots, like, we just got to get over it. They're not good. I'm ready to throw them out. I'm ready to take Baltimore and not look back.
Interesting here. 92% of the money's on Baltimore.
Yeah. I mean, look, we can wax poetic about not betting the public. They are a bit of a public play here. Road popular team, road favorite.
Let's put them in the maybe, because we have 5 ones already, and we can we'll talk about all these as we get to the end, because we're not going to bet this Monday Night Football game.
Yeah. Although I do have some more good stats for it, Jeff. This is the Vikings suddenly hot. They're road favorites going to Chicago, 2.5-point road favorites. What the hell's going on here?
Dalvin Cook, the last 3 times he's faced the Bears.
Love this stat.
35 yards, 39 yards, 12 yards. Just something to think about.
Yeah, which is part of the reason that Kirk Cousins has not beat Matt Nagy's Bears, because every time Dalvin Cook goes out there and doesn't do anything. Reminder that Cousins is 0-9 on Monday Night Football, the worst in NFL history. He's actually okay as a road favorite. Hasn't beaten Matt Nagy. Chicago 5-3 against the spread under Nagy as a home dog. The pick is Chicago, but I don't think we're doing it.
No, I don't think we're doing it at all, because we need time to talk about these picks, because we're going to have some disagreement here. So we have in the maybe category, Pittsburgh -7, Baltimore -7.
Okay.
The ones I wrote down for the 5, I think we liked so far the most. Cleveland -3, Green Bay -13.5, Arizona -5.5, Arizona -1.5, Rams -1.5, Chargers +2. Yep. Which one of those 5 would you throw out for Baltimore?
I mean, the 13 and the Green Bay is like the one that the most can go wrong there, right? So that would probably be one that I would.
So I feel better with Baltimore -7 than I do Green Bay -13.5, right?
Yeah. I think I do too. Yes, I 100% do.
So Baltimore, because like we have to, I think in this case, like we have to choose wisely how many of these public plays we do, and like how many, because I just think that we got a little away from like the principles of how we have to do this, because for weeks all his public plays were hitting. They were. Yeah. And last weekend, really the last 2 weekends, absolutely crushed. Absolutely crushed. I think we have to pick and choose wisely who we back publicly. So the Browns minus three, again, off a bye, healthy offensive line. They're going to rush the football all day.
Texans suck. Yep.
And Deshaun Watson, not good against pressure. The Browns have the sixth pressure rate in the NFL on defense.
I love it.
Chose Baltimore minus seven. I think you made a very good point on why that's a good play. Arizona minus the point and a half against Buffalo. Again, I think we're overvaluing Buffalo a tiny bit, undervaluing Arizona.
That's a sharp play because 63% of the bets are on the Bills and 51% of the money is on the Cardinals. So we're on the right side of that.
Rams minus a point and a half. We love the Rams. And we love the Chargers plus two.
Yeah, which is our sharpest play of the week. That's following a reverse line movement, Jeff. That's some sophisticated stuff right there.
Reverse line movement. We'll end with this, with another good gambling lesson. It's actually very easy to spot, but it's important to spot. So we talked about the public money earlier, right? So we know books try to 50-50 everything, right? They want it. They want 50% here, 50% here, because they don't want to, you know, have a big liability here and there. So if you see a lot of bet tickets on a game, so let's say the Dolphins, everyone's betting the Dolphins, 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 but the Chargers have a little bit of bets and they can have a decent amount of money on those bets and the line moves to them. It's called reverse line move. That's letting you know that there's big money players putting money on the Chargers that move that line closer to them. So then more people have to throw money on the Dolphins to make it up. So like, that's the way it works. So if you see the reverse line movement, you see a team that doesn't have a lot of tickets, but has a lot of money, that's where the sharps are putting their money at. And over time, those are the better plays. And like I said, it's kind of a hold your nose game. Cause like, oh, Chargers 1-6 in close games. I don't want to bet them. Dolphins win 4 in a row, but that's 1000% a sharp play.
That's right. That's one I think we both locked that in this Monday. So we've been all over that one this whole week. And yeah.
All right, guys, I feel really good. I did not feel that great about our picks.
Like I didn't either.
The last 2 weeks, I feel great about these. I know there's people I've seen that talk about that. They don't like the lines this week. I love these lines. This is like the most, like I locked three of these in right away. I like the addition of Baltimore. Really good. I think that's a good play there. All right, everyone, we're going to do better this weekend. It's tough to dig out of this hole. We're not going to go 5-0. It's probably not going to happen. It's probably impossible, but we'll take it. We'll be back on the right side of 50%, but a 4-1 a week will put us right there. Thanks for staying with us. PrizePicks.com. Use the promo code Jeff.
Yeah, we got a sponsor. Let's give him a shout out. PrizePicks.
It's a lot of fun. Go check him out.
Thanks to our buddy Jordan for reaching out to us, sponsor us.
Already put my lineup together for this weekend. Go to my Twitter feed at Jeff Schwartz. We'll be posting that. Really love to have them on board for next couple of weeks. All right, everyone. Have a great weekend. Take care. Enjoy football.